This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi there, good morning. This is me, Mangalam Malu, telling you all that you need to know for trade ahead of today's session. Well, to start with, it has been a weak period for our markets. Bears have been in command. In fact, the Nifty yesterday closed at the lowest level that we've seen all the way since February. So that's a 7-month low closing for our markets. 43 Nifty stocks, they closed lower yesterday. And the Nifty briefly breached the 10,700 mark as well, only to close mildly above it. In just the last 5 sessions, we've seen a near 370-point erosion on the Nifty, and this September series so far, we've lost around 243 points. Remember, over the last 3 series, June, July and August, the Nifty's lost 998 points. So, in a sense, over the last 4 series so far, the Nifty's lost almost 1200 points. Now, a lot of people would say that, you know, the Nifty's never had 4 consecutive negative series in at least a decade. So it'll be very important to see whether we can go ahead and make up the shortfall of 240 points or not. If we don't, then this will perhaps be the first time in a decade or so where the Nifty has seen 4 consecutive negative series. This week so far, the Nifty has been down around 3-3.5% alongside the small cap and the mid cap indices. The Nifty's bank is the one which has underperformed with a cut of around 5% this week. And if you think it is the world markets, it is not. In fact, we're local and we're isolated in this decline. MSCI India this month has fallen 3.5%, while MSCI emerging markets have gained 4.1%. So we have a 7% underperformance as against the other emerging markets. The FII selling in cash has continued to exacerbate. In fact, over the last 4 trading sessions, the FIs have sold on an average 900 crore rupees per day. Yesterday, no different, around an 893 crore worth selling coming in. What perhaps could be the reason of this selling? According to me, it is, you know, the fact that the government announcements or the government SOPs have failed to lift sentiment. The street expected bigger announcements as the positioning ahead of these announcements every Friday told you. And after that, the announcements came by and then the sell-off continued. Yesterday, the finance minister announced Shamiana meetings to spur credit growth. It'll be very interesting to see how the banks perform in today's trading session, especially because of the other announcement as well that no stressed MSMEs will be declared NPA up until March 31st, 2020. Does that mean the can is being kicked down the road, or is that good economics? Let's see how this pans out, and let's see how the street takes that too. The other important cue to watch out for today would be the GST council meet, where the street awaits announcements on whether various industries that have asked for SOPs will get them or not. In the F&O queues, the FII sold 1700 crores in index futures yesterday, and their long exposure still stands at a paltry 25%. So let's see where that goes to. We have seen a lot of call writing active at 10,700, 10,800 and 11,000. That's telling you that upwards we will feel some bit of a heat or hurdles. And at the lower level, we saw put writers that have been active at 10,700 for a premium of 84 rupees. So that's telling you that maybe 10,600 could perhaps hold on. A couple of levels to watch out for: August low of 10,637, February low of 10,585. Are important supports at the lower zone, and 20-day moving average 10,929 at the upper end is something we'll be watching out for. In terms of stocks, banks and NBFCs, of course, in focus after the finance minister's announcements on loan mailers yesterday. Axis Bank has set a floor price for QIP at 661.5 with an option of a discount up to 5%. Yes Bank will also be in focus. We understand part of promoter group Morgan Credits has sold 2.3% stake in the company. Has the supply overhang gone away, or is there more to come? Is something that will keep the stock in focus. Zentish TV as well. There is a fair amount of uncertainty over extension of deadline to clear their debt to mutual funds. Whether some have agreed, some have not, what exactly takes place out there would also be in focus. The stocks, remember, were under pressure yesterday. Bharat Forge has made an announcement of 50% acquisition of German company Refu for about 11.3 million euros. Adani Transmission, there are reports that Qatar Fund is in talks with Adani Electricity Mumbai to buy 20-25% stake at around 3,000-4,000 crores. These are reports which are unverified yet, but the stock will be in focus. With that, we wrap up on this edition of CNBCTV18.com's Market Buzz podcast in association with the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.